Did you get a presidential alert today? Today is October 3rd, Wednesday. It is 2018, and around 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time, a presidential alert test was sent out to 225 million people. Crazy, huh? So what is this alert? Did you get it? And were you thinking, why is Donald Trump messaging me? You are not alone if that is the case. If you had no idea that this was coming, it's kind of funny watching Twitter light up at the moment. But nope, Donald Trump is not sending you a message. It is a presidential alert. And this whole little presidential alert thing is part of the wireless emergency alert system. So what is that? FEMA controls it. It is like what you get when there's an extreme weather alert or an Amber Alert in your area. I guess the new presidential alert is going to, you know, alert us of anything crazy that may be happening. So this is something that the president can't just haphazardly, you know, send out in the morning if he has something to say. Apparently it has to, he does give permission and authorize people, and apparently his people can authorize FEMA to send these. But we have been told by the people, the powers that be, that this isn't something that the president just has open access to. Anyways, today's presidential alert was a test. The federal government is required by law to test the system every 3 years. And that's great. So the question is, can I opt out of the presidential alerts? Good news and bad news. Actually, bad news. Presidential alerts, no go. According to FEMA, it is against the law to opt out of presidential alerts. You can opt out of government alerts, which are the emergency alerts and the Amber alerts. I actually have a how-to. I'm going to show you how to do that real quick. It's under settings. This is for the iPhone. Go under settings and notifications. You're going to scroll all the way down and you'll see government alerts. You can click on and off for the Amber Alert and the emergency alerts. But once again, government alerts, as far as presidential alerts, nope, sorry, you're stuck. I will say the first thing that came to mind when I received my little text, even though I knew it was coming, I kept on thinking about the poor people in Hawaii last January. Could you imagine getting one of those little notifications that says, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter, this is not a drill. That is exactly what happened in Hawaii in January. And it took 38 minutes to fix this situation. I have a little bit more information on the blog about that, but it is crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyways, this is the new form of technology. I mean, it's technology. This is how the government's going to be communicating with us. I know this afternoon I had two kids who came home, my older kids. They showed me screenshots, had questions about the presidential alerts. I'm sure there were plenty of questions. If you didn't know about this, or even if you do, as far as access goes, is this something that you want on your phone? Do you want these presidential alerts, or are you annoyed by them? Do you wish you could turn them off? Do you think the against the law thing is stupid? Leave us a comment. Let us know. Tell us what your thoughts are on the presidential alerts. And do you keep your government alerts on, or do you turn those off? Just curious. Anyways, we have more on this on the blog, digitalmomblog.com. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and we will talk to you next time.